When news broke this morning of fake honey being sold in our supermarkets, Simon Mulvaney's phone started ringing off the hook. For the last few years, he's been locked in a legal battle with Capilano, Australia's biggest producer of honey, over his claims that the company has been selling imported honey and using misleading labelling. Today, it's been reported that a leading German scientific laboratory has found almost half the Australian supermarket honey samples sent to it for testing were adulterated, meaning that it's not pure honey. One of the brands tested is the Capilano subsidiary, and Simon joins us now. Thank you for joining us on Drive. At the core of today's breaking story is the way honey is tested in Australia. Now, the testing conducted in this German laboratory is not the same method as that that's used in the Australian laboratories by Australian authorities, because we have to point out that all Capilano products have actually passed Australian testing methods. What's the difference then with these methods?
The testing's evolved. So I spoke to Jodie Goldsworthy from Beechworth Honey about this the other year, and she said, look, Simon, you're just going to have to wait for better testing methods to happen. And in that time, I believe most people around the world think this new method of testing is definitely superior to the old methods.
So Capilano claims that the German method, it's known as, I think, as the nuclear magnetic resonance, is not reliable. Do they have a point?
No, they don't, because this is how the cheats got around it. It can pick up whether you use corn syrup, but the Chinese market worked out they could use rice syrup or beet syrup as well. So now the new testing is just superior. It picks up more things, and it is like drugs in sport. The cheaters are probably out there trying to work out another way to sell their syrups now.
Do you think Australia needs to change the way it tests for honey?
Absolutely. This cheap honey that's been coming in, all the beekeepers I know have been suspicious for a long time, because you notice if you buy something like the Ilaury brand honey, it doesn't really crystallise. And you know, if you get local honey, if your local beekeeper, generally within a month it will go candy, and that's a good sign that it's real honey.
Do you think most beekeepers would agree with you?
Absolutely. I run a page called Save the Bees Australia, and there's 80,000 people that follow that page, and there's also a honey map that allows people to buy honey direct of the beekeeper, and there's maybe 500 beekeepers on that map, and there's a lot of support from beekeepers, and there's also a petition on change.org. It's got 80,000 signatures, and that's calling for a complete ban of imported honey. And look, honey can be a biosecurity risk from overseas too. It can harbour different viruses that can affect our bees. So we should be getting the highest price in the world for our honey at the moment in Australia, because we don't have varroa mite, and overseas they have to treat their hives with these miticides that contaminate their honey. So Australia actually has the purest honey in the world, and shouldn't be importing any at all.
A spokesperson for the German testing company says that fake honey has always existed, but that it's now become a growing problem. Is that true? Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to go to the Australian Beekeeping Congress this year, and they put up a graph and they showed the total amount of hives in China and how they'd been expanding. And then they showed the actual quantity that of honey coming out of China now. And it went up vertically. Like there was barely any increase of hives, yet there was this enormous amount of honey being exported from China. I've had apiary societies in Mexico and Argentina contacting me off late, and they're extremely so upset because they can't compete with this stuff that we're now finding out isn't honey at all.
But would you concede that, given differences in the testing results, that some companies might be unknowingly selling fake honey?
Oh, look, absolutely. But I think it's, you know, when you're talking like a major corporation, you would think they'd be on to the new methods of testing as soon as possible. And look, I think it's nearly irresponsible if they haven't been using the latest methods of testing and just relying on outdated testing that was legally permitted.
How big a problem do you think fake honey is in Australia?
Food production is dependent on bees, and a lot of the, in the last 10 years or so, we've lost 15% of beekeepers due to low honey prices. So what we didn't want is parity pricing with the global price, which I think has sometimes been as low as $2 a kilo. Australian beekeepers, I think, have been getting it around $4.50 a kilo. But if you go to New Zealand, they get $12 a kilo and their industry's thriving. So if we want food security here, we need to have a good honey price.
One of the most expensive honeys on the market is Manuka honey. Yet the industry there in New Zealand acknowledges that up to 70% of honey being sold as Manuka is actually fake. How are authorities in New Zealand dealing with that problem?
Well, they've just been to court, and you know the situation with champagne, and that's become an area. So you're meant to call it sparkling wine. So at this stage, that's what's going to happen with Manuka. And you have to be from a certain region of New Zealand to actually call the honey Manuka. I think in Australia, we have got superior medicinal honeys than Manuka. But New Zealand have been fantastic at marketing that. And we have to follow in that regard and try to market our Australian medicinal honeys in some way that enables beekeepers to get the prices that New Zealand are getting for their Manuka honey.
So how can Australian consumers in this kind of very confusing context, I've got to say, ensure that they're buying real honey?
I've created a honey map. You can go to bethecure.com, that's B-double-E, or you can even get it at the App Store if you just type in Be The Cure. And basically it allows you to meet a beekeeper and buy them directly. And that's the way I think the industry should go. And if people can buy direct and get to know, and they might even meet the beekeeper and see their bees, then you know it's the real thing. Look, I tend to trust people more than I trust corporations, and so I suggest that's what people do. Also, markets are a great place to buy your honey.
Simon, thank you so much for your time.
No worries.
Simon Mulvaney is a beekeeper and the founder of the Facebook group Save the Bees Australia. This is RN Drive.